This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. You're listening to Lost Dog Blues by Truffle. It's just one of the bands headlining the Granite State Music Festival this weekend. The inaugural festival takes place right here in Concord, New Hampshire. And here with a preview of the first ever festival of its kind is the man who's pretty much put it all together, Executive Director Scott Solsky. Scott, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia.
Well, what a venture you're on. A new music festival. Why here? Why now? Why in Concord?
Well, why now, I guess, is the... New Hampshire has an outstanding music scene. There are, you know, if you look around all the bands that are playing around, there's just great bands everywhere you look. A lot of people don't realize it. So our intent was to put a national headlining act at the top, have all New Hampshire bands, and have people accidentally realize what's happening here in New Hampshire.
And it's right here in Concord, right along the Everett Arena, and it's in a pretty little area by the Merrimack River. It's kind of a nice space for this, but it's also in a town. I mean, I think of Bonnaroo, Coachella, Catalpa. Summer music festivals are often out in these kinds of woodsy areas where people can camp. Is it a challenge to get people to come?
I think yes and no. I mean, Concord is centrally located, so it's really easy for everyone to get here from all the corners of New Hampshire. And I think people who have been to the park behind the arena realize what a beautiful space it is for a festival.
Well, talk about it. How many bands are going to be playing? Quite a few.
Like, we have 21 bands playing at the festival itself. And then Saturday night, after the last act performs, there's three bands in some local bars in Concord.
Mm-hmm.
At Hermano's and the Barley House and Panucci's.
And many are from New Hampshire. I see Red Wing Blackbird. We've had them on the show. Susie Burke and David Surrett, of course. Don Kilo. A lot of variety here, it looks like.
Yeah, we tried to not stick to a specific genre. I mean, you see a lot of jazz festivals or blues festivals or folk festivals, and we really wanted to, you know, kind of highlight all the different kinds of music that are happening in New Hampshire.
It's a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so we just heard a little bit of Truffle there in the lead. Who's Truffle? Tell us about this band.
Truffle, actually, I've got to say, is a really big influence to me as a musician. When I was really young, I started to go see bands, and Truffle was one of the first bands I went to see.
No, I thought of Savoy Truffle for some reason.
It's the same band. Different name, same band.
Okay, so they just shortened things up a little bit for the new generation. Another band playing this weekend is Chris Robinson Brotherhood. Let's listen to their song, Rosalie. Funky rootsy stuff there. Rosalie by the Chris Robinson Band. Now, Chris Robinson, of course, was formerly of the band The Black Crows. What do you want to hear from this band? What are we looking forward to?
It's hard to say anything specific because I just think they're an outstanding band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually grew up listening to the Black Crows, and you know, his voice is really almost like home. It's comfortable.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hard to book headliners for a festival, a brand new festival. Obviously, you're setting out a trajectory on some level.
There's challenges involved with it that we weren't expecting. Because once you set up an event like this, people will seek you out to try to get their
right.
bands into the festival. The one challenge with it was actually the timing. It took a lot longer than we anticipated.
Oh, really? To put it all together or to set up a date, you know, in June of 2012?
Well, we had the date for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And then it was, you know, just little things like, you know, getting our 501c3 nonprofit status, and then actually the process of actually signing the bands on to play.
It's a lot of stuff. So what's been the passion here for you, Scott? What's behind this for you?
Well, there's a number of things. First of all, I love music, you know, being a professional musician.
You're a music teacher as well.
And a music educator. And another thing is I love Concord and I love New Hampshire. And, you know, we spend a lot of time in our household doing things for the community. So it's a great way to do that.
How do you get a community to sort of buy into a festival like this? I mean, it's not a city, certainly with a young population or a predominantly young population. And, of course, you want people from all over the state and, I guess, the country to come.
Well, I think if you set it up with great bands and you're organized and you have your act together, then people realize that it's something that they want to be a part of, which makes it a lot easier. And having the bigger names at the top of the bill really make it easier to promote and sell the festival to people.
Right, right. And, of course, again, a lot of bands from New Hampshire. From Portsmouth, the band Groove Child. Let's hear a little bit from Groove Child. Rockwall is the name of the tune.
The cold granite gray. Rock walls telling tales through fields before I lost my way. The thought of this is home. Now I don't recognize anything of my own. I used to love this place along the wooded road.
Rockwall by the band Groove Child. Just one of the bands is going to be at the Granite State Music Festival this weekend in Concord. Kind of a ode to the band's home state of New Hampshire there. Sweet song. I'm just wondering what it's like for you. Is this an opportunity for people, you know, to be present at the creation of something? Is something that you want to do every year?
Yes, we're absolutely planning on doing this every year. And we're hoping that people that see the value in it will want to be here for the first year and can look back years later and say, oh, is that the first one?
And this year it's actually benefiting the Concord Community Music School, is that correct?
Yes, this year it is. Our charter states that we benefit music programs in the state of New Hampshire, but this year the Concord Community Music School will receive the proceeds from the festival.
Your own band is also going to be playing. You're a musician and a music educator. Let's go out here with some of your music. This is Brosby, the name of your band. Where's that name come from, first of all?
Well, we used to be called the Blue Ribbon All-Star Band, and the acronym, how we would pronounce the acronym for that was Brosby.
And you added an umlaut.
Just because every band
cool.
needs an umlaut.
You play the 7-string guitar, and this is from your first studio album, available now for download, called Freeform Display. This song is called Round and Round.
Round and round and round. Then on after, it's in the sound, it's in your laughter. Round and round and round. Then on after.
So, Scott, do you have any kind of rituals or offerings to make sure the weather is good for the festival?
I think that's the one thing we don't have any control over.
Just going to have to let that one go.
In our meeting this week, we basically said, let's all stop stressing about the weather and stop looking at the forecast. It'll be what it is. And
you know, it makes for a great story, whatever happens.
Yeah.
Present at the creation. Scott, I want to thank you and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Virginia.
Scott Solsky, Concord, New Hampshire-based musician, music teacher, and executive director of the Granite State Music Festival. It's going to be taking place this weekend in Concord, and you could be there. For information about the bands that will be playing, for tickets and the event, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org.
It's in the sound.